Max, I don't have a half-hour sermon to give you this morning. So, but before we leave to go on to our rest of our activities today, I did want to share a few thoughts with you. And it's interesting. Reuben was talking about Pentecost this morning, and the Holy Spirit's work is kind of where he ended, and that's a lot of what I have been thinking about the last couple weeks. God has really been working in my heart on this question of the Holy Spirit and its work in our lives. And so that is where I want to focus a few thoughts this morning before we close our service. I keep coming back to this question of, we talked about the filling of the Holy Spirit. And you see throughout the book of Acts, if you read through the book of Acts, if you read through even the Old Testament, you see these places in time where the Holy Spirit comes upon a person and God does an amazing thing through that person. And the interesting thing we talked about in our discipleship group is that these people that God worked through, that the Holy Spirit came upon, were not necessarily great, wonderful people. They were broken, messed up people, just like you and I. But when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they did great things in the name of God. And it's an amazing thing to me, and as I read through Acts, I see the same occurrence happening in the early church as the early church is established. And so the question that I really want to look at and for you to leave you with this morning is, are you filled with the Holy Spirit? I'm reminded of the passage in Ephesians where Paul says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit." And this passage is often used to bash drunkenness, but I believe part of the emphasis of this passage is to show us that we need to be filled with the Spirit, that there's a desire from us to be filled with the Spirit. So, are you filled with the Spirit? I think as we approach Pentecost, this is a great time for us to really reflect on this question. And I don't want you to get confused. Reuben already reiterated this morning that we're not talking about whether we have the Spirit or not. It's clear from Scripture that when we become a believer, that we get the Holy Spirit at that time. We don't get part of Him. We get the complete Holy Spirit in us. So what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? I'm also not talking about whether or not you speak in tongues or whether you're a charismatic. Those aren't the things that I'm talking about. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? As a drunkard is under the influence of alcohol, are you under the influence of the Holy Spirit? Are you controlled by the Spirit? Now, I'm aware that our lives are full of many things. And as a believer and a pastor, it concerns me. My own life concerns me sometimes when I look at all the things that I'm involved in, all the things that I do that take time. If I just look at our schedule right now, with our sports schedule with our kids in school, we have varsity track, we have middle school track, we have, what else do we have? Softball, varsity softball. And we have baseball starting up soon with Bryce in the county league here. So all of those things take time to go to, practices. And so when I look at that, it worries me sometimes. What is the focus of my life? Am I keeping things in perspective? Am I being controlled by the Spirit? Or who is in control of my life? Don't you ever feel that way sometimes? Like you just stop and say, now, who is really in control of my life? I've got all these things pulling at me. Who is the one that is really in control of what I'm doing? What are we filled with? And I see it in your lives as well. I'm not the only one dealing with these circumstances, these things that pull at us. So are we filled with the Holy Spirit? Who has control? And if we're not, I think we have to realize that there's a few problems that come into play. For some, our focus will not be on Jesus, but will be on our own selfish desires. For us, for our kids, whatever it might be that we want to accomplish. And the reality is, when push comes to shove, Jesus gets shoved. For others who are maybe really focused on kingdom work, sometimes it largely becomes an individual effort. Without the power of God, dependent on human ingenuity, energy, skill, leadership, resources. And this will be the extent of what we accomplish, is what we can humanly accomplish, what we can think, what we can do with our hands, with our minds, the things that God has given us. It may be significant, but it will do little to exalt the name of Jesus or extend His kingdom. If we're not filled with the Spirit, we really become virtually indistinguishable from the world. Not significantly different than our classmates, our co-workers, or our neighbors. I think it's crucial that we take Paul's exhortation seriously. Be filled with the Spirit. And I'm not going to tell you what that looks like. I don't think we can define what that is. I don't think we can make a checklist and say, here's what it looks like to be filled with the Spirit. But I wonder if we have a desire to be filled with the Spirit. Jesus told the apostles just before He ascended, He said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Earlier in this passage, He tells them, wait for this gift. Wait for it. In fact, do nothing until you receive it. I wonder how much we race through life and ministry really without waiting on the Holy Spirit, without taking the time and the necessary difficult work of clearing space, whatever that means in your life, so that we can be filled and controlled and taken over by the Spirit of the risen Christ. And it's that question that I want to leave with you as we approach Pentecost, as we think about the coming of the Holy Spirit and what that means to us. Everything in ministry is dependent upon the work of the Spirit, not on what you and I can muster on our own strength or ability or resources. In a couple weeks, we are having an evening of prayer, and it's going to be the first Thursday of every month. And one of the reasons that I wanted to do this is that I would like to, as a church, to take the opportunity to stop and wait on the Lord. To realize and make a statement of faith, really, as we call out to the Lord in prayer. That what I do and what you do really doesn't matter much in the grand scheme. What matters is what the Holy Spirit does. What matters is what God does. What matters in this church is what God does. He's the only one that is going to be able to do supernatural things. He's the only one that can change us into new creations, to new people. He's the only one that can change our world. We can't do it. I can't do it. You can't do it. This church cannot do it. And sometimes, if you're like me, I feel like it's up to me to do it. That unless I work harder, try harder, that this is just not going to happen, that God is not going to work. And it really isn't up to me. It's up to me being under the control of God's Spirit. And the same for all of us. And that is my prayer for us as a congregation, that we would be dependent upon the Spirit's work, that we would call out to God and ask Him to work through the things that we're doing. To ask Him to lead us to where we need to go. What do we need to do? Who are the people that He wants us to reach out to? He's the one that's touching their hearts, not us. We're only just a small part of being a part of His plan, what He wants to do. It's a great privilege to be a part of that. But we're not the main piece of that. God is. God is the main piece. So my desire is that we would reach out to God and ask for His help. And that's one of the reasons why I'm calling us to come together in prayer. And next Thursday, not this Thursday, but next Thursday will be the first time that we do that. We will meet together. and call out to God in behalf of this ministry, what God has asked us to do here, that we would listen to Him. I want to close with a verse from Acts 31, Acts 4:31. It says, and I preached this passage the fall of last year. It says, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Well, I don't know that any buildings are going to be shaken. I won't predict how God is going to work and what He's going to do. I know that He can do anything. But my prayer is that we would be filled with the Spirit and that we would function out of that energy, out of that power, not out of our own power and energy. My prayer is that we would speak the Word of God boldly. And that's only going to come out of God's work in us and through us. So I want to close our time with prayer, and we're going to pray. I'm going to pray specifically for the ministry that God has called each of us to, what He's asked us to do. I also want to pray for Tom and Candace. Marcus, you want to put the slide up here. We got an email from them, I think it was late yesterday, asking for us to pray for them. This is a picture of a small group of believers that has started in Thailand. And they will be meeting Tuesday evening of this coming week. It's kind of an important meeting for them to be planning how this church is going to grow. And their desire is to see small groups of believers started in multiple neighborhoods around Bangkok, where all of these people are from. And so this is kind of a pivotal meeting for them, and they really would like us to join them in prayer about that meeting. If you think about it on Tuesday, pray for them as they go through this meeting. Their desire is to see the Thai believers take ownership and take the leadership of leading the church there as a small group. So we'll include them in our prayers this morning as we close in prayer. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for Your work in our lives. We thank You for all that You have done for us. And we recognize that there is really nothing that we can do on our own. We can't be good enough to come to You. We can't make ourselves change. We can't make other people believe in You. So, Father, we recognize we are completely dependent upon Your work. Dependent upon Your work for salvation. Dependent upon Your work for transformation in our own lives, the difficult sins that we struggle with. Dependent upon You for transformation in our families, in our communities. And so, Lord, we openly recognize that this morning. And Lord, whatever needs to happen in our lives, we pray that You would have free reign to work in us, to influence us, to guide us, to lead us, that we would respond to You. And Lord, whatever needs to be cleaned out, we depend upon You to help us clean those things out. And Father, as we look at what You called us to do as individuals and as a church, we just cry out to You that You would fill us with Your Spirit. That we would be under Your control, that You would use us to do whatever it is You want to do. That You would use this church, Lord, this body of believers, to accomplish what it is You want to accomplish here. And Father, we pray for Tom and Candace as well and the ministry You've given them in Thailand. We thank You for their commitment to You. And Lord, we ask in particular for this important meeting coming up on Tuesday. We pray that You would be working in the hearts of the Thai believers as they grab a hold of this ministry that you've given to them to reach more people in Bangkok, to boldly proclaim your name. We pray that you'd give them wisdom in this meeting, to know how it is you want to use them, how they can be organized to more effectively carry out your plan. So Lord, we lift them to you and pray that you would give them guidance and direction and leadership. And Father, as we go from here ourselves, we pray that you would show us. Show us your plan. Open our eyes to see all that you are doing around us. And Lord, may we join in the work that you're doing. May we be willing participants of what it is that you're doing in our families and in our communities. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace.